Okay, Chevra. The last three Se'ifim in Simin Kuf Tzadivov deal with a sugya of Poletes Shechvas Zera. Poletes Shechvas Zera is not the easiest Simin, not the easiest din to properly comprehend. There are many different shitas in Rishonim, and huge machlokas in between the Mechaber and Ramah. And it's also something that for most women does not really come up most of the time, because most women tend to have a period that lasts like 5 days anyway, and therefore the concerns of Poletes Shechvas Zera that you can't, according to the Mechaber, have Yom Rishon the Shiva Nikim until day five, and according to the Ramah, until day six, those concerns are often academic. Nonetheless, it can come up, and we have to know it. So let's learn some Torah and try to figure out the sugya of Poletes Shechvas Zera. Gemara in Nida, on page Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a question. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Let me just get there. Zak the Gemara, two lines on the bottom. Boy Rami Barchama Poletes Shechvas Zera Marsha Tistar B'Ziva. Is Poletes going to be so sir during Ziva? Do I assume Ro Ahavya Visaiseres? I don't know Nagaas Haisa Velo Sasra. Do I assume that Poletes Shechvas Zera is considered a Ro'ah? That the Zera that comes out is Ki'ilu, it's emanating from the Isha, and therefore it will be so sir? Or do I say no? Do I say that it's just a tumas maga, the fact that she, it's just tumas maga, and therefore it's not going to be so. Sarah and the Gemara in Lamed Gimel basically leaves this as a suffix. The Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph, however, it's like 6-8 lines from the top. So Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna has a shayla from Abaya, the same thing. Whether Poletes is Ro'ah or Noga'as. And the Gemara there gives three nafgaminas. Listar, which is the same as we had in Lamed Gimel. Letame b'mashahu, if it's a Re'iyah, it's Tame b'mashahu. And Letame b'fnim k'bachot, if it's Re'iyah, it doesn't have to actually leave the body. If it just goes from the Pnim to the Chut, then it's going to be Tame. And the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph seems to conclude that Poletes Shechvas Zera is Dina Kiroa. And based on this, we have our halacha that Poletes is going to invalidate a day of Shiva Nikiyim. It's not mamish soser in the sense that, unlike Dam that I see during Shiva Nikiyim, which messes up my entire count, Poletes Shechvas Zera won't mess up my entire count. It will just, in theory, cancel or not allow me to count that day. But Poletes Shechvas Zera does cancel the day when the Zera comes out. Ad kan divrei ha-Gemara. There are a few issues that we should discuss just for the lamdonim among us. The Gemara never entertained what should be a fourth nafgamina between Ro'ah or Noga'as. No, the Gemara says Listar, Metameh Bifnim Kibachot, and Kol Shehu. How come the Gemara didn't say, is the Isha Nishtalach Chutz Le Beis Machanos? No, a Valkeri is not allowed to be in the Machna Leviyah. No? If you assume that Poletes Shechvas Zera is Dina Kiroa, she also cannot be in the Machna Leviyah. So this is already a shayla that the Minchas Chinuch addresses, just because the Minchas Chinuch was like super duper cool, and he knew how to think about like awesome questions like that. Okay. Yesterday we had a session for guys who are planning on going into work. My former chavruzi here in Yeshiva, Brian Gopin, presented to the guys. Brian Gopin's Gavaldic. He's a fellow, he works in J.P. Morgan, and he has a chavrusa every night. He's finished like mesechtas every year. It's really impressive. So Gopin was presenting, And, you know, he was discussing, like, the tension a little bit. One of the points he made was about the tension about having internet and not having internet. So he told the story that he went to his cousin for a Shabbos meal. His cousin is Reb David Cohen, who's the Rosh Hashiva in Chevron. So he went to Reb David Cohen, not Reb David Cohen from Brooklyn, Reb David Cohen, the Chevron, the Rosh Hashiva. So he went there for a meal, and there was someone else over there who was, like, hacking the Chevron, the Rosh Hashiva about, like, the issur of internet. So Reb David Cohen said his opinion that he feels internet is mamish a problem. So then he asked, ma umrim v'America? Like, what did they say in America? Right, they have to translate. Right, what did they say in America about the? If I'd say it in Yiddish, then I know for sure I don't have to translate. When I say it in Hebrew, it's a shayla. Right, so Mount Rimba America. Like, what did they say in America? So Gopin said, you know what? I don't know what you're going to say about internet. You're not going to say, but let me just tell you that recently I was discussing with my chavrusa the following shayla about if you hold that Baal, we paskin that Baal carries nishtalach from Machna Leviya, so would a Levi be able to sleep with his wife ever? When in the Midbar, right, so the Levi and the Cha'ira can't sleep with their wives because they become a Baal Keri. That was the Shaila. So the Chevron Rashi says, Sheila Tova, Maha Terut. So he says, Matzati b'internet. Right? In other words, Goldman's point is that, like, when you're working, obviously you have to know how to utilize the internet for Talmud Torah and stuff like that. I thought it was actually a very nice point. Fine. So that's a shayla, the Minchas Chinuch notes, that the Gemara Membeis gives three nafgaminas as to whether Poletes is Dina Kiroa or Dina Kinoiga'as, and does not say the nafgamina of whether Poletes is Nishtalachas, Chutz L'machne Leviya. Okay, Yesh La'ayim B'zeh. Now, the we paskin that Poletes is considered a Ro'a. However, if you look in the Rosh Perek Dalet Simin Aleph, the Rosh comments that the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam is that we're not talking about every Poleta Shechvazera. We're only talking about a woman who slept with a Zav. Right? We mentioned that a Zav is a guy who has gonorrhea. You shouldn't know from it. And if a woman slept with a Zav, in that case, Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, maybe you're so sincere, because the Gemara tells me that the Shechvas Zera is going to be a problem because it's E-Efshar, that there are no Tzichtzuchei Ziva mixed into the Shechvas Zera, no? So Rabbeinu Tam understands that the whole Gemara is talking about a woman whose husband is a Zav. And the Rosh jumps up and down, spits water, and it goes and says, no, the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. But then the Rosh quotes a Ravid, that the Ravid says that the din of Poletes Shechvas Zera is only a halacha for Taharos, not Labayla. This is a general trope in the Ravid. So he writes Vikosav HaRavid B'tshuva, that's why the Rosh says it. It's probably not the Baal HaEshkol. It's probably, in all likelihood, Unzer Ravid of past years. But I don't think this appears in the Baal HaNefesh. I think it's only that the Rosh is quoting Kosef HaRavid B'tshuva. Again, Chaim Soloveitchik has a theory that the Ravid, as in our Ravid Baal HaHasagos, was among the Rishonim the most likely to change his mind. So if you find a Ravid, you know, you have to know what stage in the Ravid's life did he write what, and when he changed his mind, that's already advanced Ravid studies. But the Ravid, do you have Mar Malkim in the Baal HaNefesh, Mr. Press? I don't think it makes it to the Baal HaNefesh. My understanding is that this is Kasav HaRavid B'tshuva. So the Ravid says that it's only going to be Soser LeTaharos, not LeBaila. And the Rosh argues on the Ravid. The Rosh says, but one second, for the Rosh, it's E'efshar Listar LaChatzotin. Right? That's already a striking formulation that the Rosh is saying that if you're Soser, you have to be Soser in Gansen. What, it's only Tum and Tahara, not Baila? Like the Rashi asks, one second, she's in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim. So you're going to tell me that for this aspect of halacha, labayla, she completed her Shiva Nikiyim. But like Taharis, she didn't complete her Shiva Nikiyim. That's not mistaber. So the footnotes at the bottom, of course, the, who is it? On the bottom of the Rush, I think the Tosis Yontif wrote a comment in the bottom, the Madana Yontif, I think that's a Tosis Yontif. Tosis Yontif, says, no, Bizman, that it would be Soser Le Taharos, it would also be Soser Le Bailos, so there's no such thing as Stira Le Chatzotin. In other words, you don't have to be holding at different places in your Shiva Nikiyim count. At the time in history that it's Soser Le Taharos, it's also Soser Le Bailos. This, by the way, is the way we farenfert, the way we answered the Shita of the Sefer HaEshkol, that the dinim of Ksumim only apply to Haris, not Labayla, right? And we asked the Kasha, the Gemara says, in Lecha Isha Shetahir Labayla. So we gave the same answer, that Bizman, that it was applicable, that to Haris it was applicable Labayla also. Okay, so this is already the standard approach. So we basically have two Rishonim who, for our purposes, are ignoring the din of Poletus. We have the Rabbeinu Tam, who ignores Poletus, in that the Rabbeinu Tam says Poletus does not apply unless her husband is a Zav. We have the Ravid, who's ignoring the din of Poletus, because for the Ravid, since Bizmanenu, we don't have Taharis, so Poletus won't be Nogei Labayla. And then we have the Rush, and the Rush adopts the din of Poletus. He says Poletus Shechvazera is relevant for us, and Shulchan Aruch follows the position of the Rush, not that of the Rabbeinu Tam or the Ravid. Now, the Rush's Shita is actually somewhat more interesting and more nuanced. If you continue reading the Rush until the very bitter end of Sif Aleph, of Simen Aleph in the Perek Daled, the Rush basically assumes that Poletus is not so ser ki huze. The Rush says that what Poletus is it creates the day as a day she'eino inoki. And this, I think, sounds a little bit reasonable, because the Chor, if it's so ser, it should be so ser the whole thing. Right? Like Dam, during Shiva Nikiyim, is so ser the whole thing. This is not so ser the whole thing. Because what this is that it makes a day she'eino naki. That's the way the Rush says it. And based on this, the Rush comes up with a chiddush, lahalacha. The Rush says that a woman, a zava, who already did the bedika in the morning of day 7, if she would be poletus, theoretically, after that, it would not be a problem ki huzeh. Because, you see, once the day already is passed into ice as a day that's a yom naki, once I did my bedika in the morning, mixos hayayim kekulai tells me it's a yom naki. And now, you have anal naki at the end of the day, big whoop, right? It was already a day that's naki. What's interesting to note is that Rashi on Daf Chaf Beis, Rashi has a shita that Poleta Shechvas Zera, even Besof Yom Zayin, will be Soser. In other words, Shita's Rashi is, and this already gets into the world of Lomdis, if we'd be doing Poletas, for real. I think Rav Aaron, Zechon Uvrach, has a shir about Poleta Shechvas Zera, the Sefer Taharos, no? If, whatever, if any of you are, Rav Aaron Shirim are like, wow. Right, I think in Rav Aaron Shir on Taharis, he speaks about this a lot. The lumdus, the machlikus between Rashi and the Rush, is whether Poletus is so sair one day, or whether Poletus makes that day enonaki, and by extension, or by the same idea, is there a concept of being so sair one day? No? It's already, right, you can see why Rav Aaron would like this topic. It's right up his alley, no? An exotic thing that like no one knows anything about that you could clear along this. Wow, that's kind of awesome. Okay, so now, Basically, we have in Shulchan Aruch the din that poletes is soser. Now, how long is poletes soser for? Or how long is poletes eino naki for? Right? So, this is already a sugya in Shabbos on Pevav, part of the Matan Torah sugya, no? Teyu nechonim l'shloshes yamim al tikshu al isha. The Torah tells us that before Matan Torah, they couldn't have Tashmish Hamita because of some concern of Poletah Shechvas Zera. We also have Moshe Rabbeinu being Mosif one day on his own. And when all is said and done, the vast majority of Rishonim assume that Poletah Shechvas Zera, the Zera is going to be viable for 72 hours, which is Gimel Yamim, no? 24 times 3, gentlemen, is 72. That is the majority position among Rishonim. The minority position among Rishonim is the position of Maimonides, the Rambam. And the Rambam tells me that Poletes Shechvas Zera, the Zera is only viable for Gimel Onos, which ends up being 18 hours, right, rather than 3 complete days. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Now, although generally it's assumed that the sheet of the Rambam is in Gansen rejected, if you get beneath the surface a little bit, there seems to be a number of smuchim that the Rambam Shita is not in Gansen rejected. You know, the Rif never quotes the din of Poleta Shechvas Zera. And there's a whole discussion, well, why does the Rif leave it out? So based on what we learned so far, we can give a few possibilities. One possibility is that the Rif left it out because the Rif maybe holds like the Ravid, that Poletes is a din only L'Taharis, not L'Baila. And therefore, Bisman Hazeh, since they don't have Taharis, the Rif didn't have to quote the din of Poletes. And that is what Maran HaBet Yosef assumes, no? However, not so Pashut. Says the Noda B'Yehuda in the Teshuvah. Noda B'Yehuda says, maybe I will say better. Or, I should say it like this. Some say that the Rif leaves the din of Poletes out because you hold like the Ravid. But there's no raya that you hold like the Ravid, the Beis Yosef says, because it could just be that the Rif doesn't quote the din of Poletes because it's not Shriach. Now what do you mean it's not Shriach? So I would say, and many said before me, that it's not Shriach because the most women have a flow that lasts 5 days. Mamele, the din of Poletes doesn't really come up. However, the Noda B'Yehuda notes in the Tshuva that it's not unheard of to have women who have a flow that is shorter than 5 days. So how come the Rif doesn't quote Poletes? The answer the Noda B'Yehuda gives is that the Rif doesn't quote Poletes because Poletes is lo shkiyah, since the Rif passes like the Rambam, that you only have Gimel Onos rather than Gimel Yamin. If you have Gimel Onos, 18 hours, right? Most women bleed for more than 18 hours, no? If that's the case, unless the couple was having Tashmish Hamita Be'is Nidusa, which is Lo Shriach, no? We assume that Orthodox Jews don't have Tashmish Hamita Be'is Nidusa, that's Lo Shriach, so then the only way it could happen is she has an extremely short cycle, no? That's Taka Lo Shriach, to have a cycle that's less than 18 hours of blood flowing, that's really lo shriach, no?
Why are we saying 18? Isn't it more than that?
It's gimel onos.
How much is an ono for the round?
12 hours.
So 3 onos should be...
No, each ona is 12, 24, 36.
Okay,
right? 22. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at math. Right, it's 36 hours instead of 72 hours. Thank you. Right. If you were looking confused, that's because I went to Yeshiva College, and my math skills are, as opposed to those of us who went to Brandeis, and like we can actually do arithmetic, you know, what can we do? Maybe I shouldn't have put that on tape. I guess it's YU Torah, right? So YU Torah, we can have a little relaxation and like comment about the Wayumada. Okay, or lack thereof. Fine. Yeah, actually, this is something I could blame my elementary school teachers on. That I just totally added wrong. Okay, or divided wrong, whatever. Yashikaya. Now, so it could be that the Rif just told, like, the Rambam that Poletes is a din of Gimel Onos, which, as we now know, is 36 hours. There's a Rashi on Daf Lamed Gimel. Rashi writes that the whole suffix of the Gemara as to whether Poletes is considered a Noga'as or a Ro'a, that suffix of the Gemara is talking about a case, B'ba'alahu B'isser, no? So, like, what the heck is going on, Rashi? Like, why are you saying that? Well, I'll tell you why. If Rashi would really hold, like, the Noida B'Yehuda, the same Shtagotera, it could be that if you really hold, like, the Noda, if you really hold, like, the Rambam, that the Noida B'Yehuda is supporting in that Tshuva, so then the only way you're really going to have a case of Poletes Toch Gimel Onos is if Ba'alahu B'Isser. The last Marimachim is a Chassam Sefer and Simon Kufayintes. You know, there's a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos as to whether the holiday of Shavuos, when was Matan Torah? Was Matan Torah on 6th of Sivan or on 7th of Sivan, no? Everyone likes to speak about this during Shavuos because since Moshe Rabbeinu added on his own day, so really Matan Torah was on day 7 of Sivan, no? And yet, when on the 6th of Sivan, we daven, we say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So the Magen Avraham is bothered by Akasha. Right? That's Akasha the Magen Avraham is bothered by. And then they write at the very bottom of that Magen Avraham, and the Chassam Sofer elaborates on this on the Tshuva, Ula HaRambam Asi Shapir. You know what that means? It means this. Again, we'd have to kind of get beneath the hood of the Sugya there in Shabbos Pevav. But if you get beneath the hood of the sugya, what emerges is that we're adding days on because of a concern. There's Poletes, X amount of days, and we add one more. According to the Rambam, Matan Torah really was on 6th of Sivan. No? If you... I don't want to do this now. I spoke about this in the Beis Medrash on Shavuos 2 years ago, if any of you were here in Yeshiva. I gave a shiur about this in the afternoon. And like all the undergrads, it's like, Nida, Poletes, who is this guy? What's he talking about? And like, yeah, whatever, you know. For us, like, we're used to these things, right? We talk about this all the time, these things. Okay, fine. For undergrads, it could be scary, right, Mr. Helfgott? Now, see, this is the advantage of being a Yeshiva College undergraduate. You could be in a Hilchos Nida shiur. If you go to Brandeis, you can't really do this.
I'm not
going to
comment on
that. So now, where am I up to? What? I miss all the good things. By the way, the Bir Hagra, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, Sif Katin Lamed Beis, the Gain writes, Sheish Onos, Perek Tes de Shabbos Pevav, Abba Chachamim Omrim, Abba Gersas HaRambam, Gimel Onos, V'chein Kosov HaRazosham, Shekein HaGersa B'Sram HaMudu Yakim, V'chein Hu B'Yerushalmi. You get the impression that the Gain paskins, like the Rambam, that it's only Gimel Onos, not Gimel Yomim, which is, as we know, 36 hours, not 72 hours. No? Sidur Tahara, in Sifkatin Membeis, basically decides to chalantize all of this. And the Sidri Tahara writes, in cases of difficulty, in cases... So then, maybe we could be mitzdarif all the shitas lahakel and get rid of the dinim of Poletes largely. Because since I have the shita of the Rabbi Nutam and the Ravid, that Poletes isn't relevant... Labaila for us. And they have the sheet of the Rambam that practically speaking Poletes is only Gimel Onos and therefore it's irrelevant for us. So I can put all of that together and I can come up with a Kula. And that is the Kula that is actually found here in the Pisvei Tshuva Sifkatin Tesvav. The Pisvei Tshuva Sifkatin Tesvav quotes on the Shlach HaKadosh that in a situation where being machmir for the poleta stays is going to lead to separation of chafifa from tevila, something that we'll discuss next week, Be'ezras Hashem. So in those, or whatever, a few weeks from now, so in those situations, you can be makel. Now, are we being makel only on Trumas Hadeshen day, only on the extra day, day five, or being makel in Gansen? If you look in the Sidre Tahara's discussion, it sounds like he's willing to be makel even in Gansen, that the entire din of poletas won't apply, because I can be megavev shitos. I can gather the sheet of the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam and the Goyim Paskins that way, ay, 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 ay. And then I have coolers. Yes, sir. Yes. I mean, l'cha'ora you can. L'cha'ora in cases of Orthodox infertility, which is one of Moshe's favorite topics in Judaism. So in cases of Orthodox infertility, l'cha'ora you can use it. Ayin in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, which I just bought, and is by my Malkum in the base Medrash, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, was not so inclined to even be makel on day five, unless there's other snifim l'hakel. He quotes Chuvis of the Dovev Meisharim, and the Divrei Malkiel, and a number of Achronim, maybe not to be makel, Ayin Shom. There's a whole literature in the Shulchan Shlomo. So now, let's go on. What about the following case? I actually got this shaila a few weeks ago, no? A couple, after Dan Basuan. So the halacha is they're also to each other, no? And they couldn't control themselves, so they had sex after Dan Basuan. But it's worse than that. They had sex after Dan Basuan, after she got her period. Now, this is really bad. So what do you do in that case? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that what you have to do is you can't count the Shiva Nikiyim until you solve the poletus issue. No. If you have relations a day too early, so then you have a, or 2 days too early, you have a poletus issue, and until you solve the poletus issue, you can't resume Shiva Nikiyim. Then all you'll need is another day or two of Shiva Nikiyim, whatever you're up to. Right? That's what it says in Se'if Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. So, the shaila was, I remember discussing this with Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Sabalovsky a few weeks ago, because these are shailas, Baruch Hashem, we don't get so often. So, can I say, you know what, I'm an Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim a gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha. Therefore, Ashkenazim say that if she wants to clean herself out, now, cleaning yourself out with warm, hot water destroys the zera, apparently. That's a Gemara Lama Dalet. The hot water kills the zera, which is actually medically correct, no? Medically correct, they tell men with like low sperm counts not to take baths, no? And not to take very hot showers, because it can kill the sperm. It can make it not viable. If you don't trust me, this is why Google exists. So, I wanted to be makel for this couple that she should just wash herself out and become a Sfaradi. Because the basic cheshbon over here was that we have people who are obviously not at the highest level of observance, and you want to encourage them to keep Hilchos Nida in the future. The concern is that if we're going to be if we're going to be machmir on them, that she will have to wait days of poletus and then have the two clean days, maybe they will be nichshal again. So therefore, Rabbi Sabalovsky felt that what we should do is just tell her to clean herself out, which is not such a big deal, and then finish up the Shiva Nikiyim, so it'll be an extra day or something, a day or 2 days, whatever is meaning Shiva Nikiyim, and then they can be together again. Then she'll go to the mikvah, and they'll be together again. That was the cheshbon. Ashkenazim usually machmir on this. Now, in this case, could we have had a bigger kula? Could we have pulled a Sidri Tahara and a Tzirif Hashitos, saying that maybe what? Maybe they didn't like dug up this Ravid and dig up the Rabbi Nutam and say that Poletas maybe doesn't apply? So L'cha'ora, maybe, but it's really unnecessary, no? Because once you can just rinse yourself out, once you can just clean yourself out, L'cha'ora, it's not necessary to dig up those Shitos that are so difficult. Another case, yes?
Wondering, is there a certain shear the temperature of water needs to be at?
I have not got the foggiest idea.
How can we be so meek on that once we know what the shear is?
What?
How can we be so meek?
Again, I think we can be someich on science in terms of at what point it kills the zera. The zera is no, but it's probably hard to tell because it probably depends on your sperm count beforehand, and it's, yeah, you know, like I don't know. I don't really know the answer.
It's the
well, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled says it's the hot water that. It's the hot water that kills the zera, no? It's not that the water, there are two dinim. There's one din that you take a cloth and you get the zera out. There's another din that you what's it called? Another din that like you're killing the zera through the hot water. I thought over here, I have to remember why I saw this in the poskim, but I thought this is based on the Gemara Lamed Daled that the hot water gets the hot water, like kills the zera. There is a discussion, by the way, that comes up over here. You know, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Daf Yud Gimel in our Masechta about whether Nashim are Muzharos on Hashkosas Zera. No? Machlekes Rashi and Taisus on Yud Gimel. It's actually. It's a little. What are they called? The Tosis Yeshanim or something on the page. The Tosis assumes that maybe Nashim Armus Haris and Hashkos Azera. So how do you wash yourself out? How do you do this? Isn't that an Issur of Hashkos Azera for the Isha? So it's a strong Kashish. And the Reb Kiva Eger in the Tshuva deals with this kasha on our entire din that the woman washes herself out. It's a true Reb Kiva Eger Simin Ayin Beis. The Reb Kiva Eger says that when you're washing yourself out, you're only washing out the bayis hachitzon, the vagina, and the zera that can impregnate a woman goes into the uterus or the cervix, and that zera is not going to be impacted, and therefore it's not going to be a concern of hashkasas zera for the isha. That's what Reb Kiva Eger says. Based on this, Rav Shechter Shlita has the following idea. There's a discussion in the Achronim, in the modern-day Poskim, about a woman who undergoes IUI. IUI is interuterine insemination, no? There's IUI and ICI. ICI is intercervical insemination. IUI is interuterine insemination. Basically, they take zera and they put it in a syringe and they inject it into the woman. Usually, they clean the zera to remove the impurities, so it's a better type of sperm. It's a thing. And often they will do the IUI for a woman during Shiva Nikim. Does she have to add additional days for the concern of poletus or not? So the first time I heard this discussed was over here in Yeshiva, I was already a Rebbe. They had Machon Pua came, and Machon Pua was presenting us with some of like the cutting-edge issues, and one of the issues that they presented was this, and the fellow who presented it said, and of course is going to be a concern to Poletus. I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. And I remember speaking to Rav Shechter about it. She says, oh, that's so interesting, you know. Dr. Abraham wrote in the Nishmas Avram that's going to be a concern, and let me show you. So he pulls out his Nishmas Avram, and inside his Nishmas Avram, tucked in on that page, Rav Shechter has an exchange of letters that he had with Dr. Abraham. Rav Shechter argued that IUI, the pshat is, it goes into the uterus. If it goes into the uterus, any zera that's in the uterus, it's ke'ilu, the roach motel. That what goes in doesn't come out, no? Regular dinner polata shechva zera is the opposite of the Rosh Motel. That even though it went in, it comes back out, no? But apparently this stuff, IUI, if you have IUI, what goes in won't come out. So then there should be no concern of poletas at all. That's what Rav Shachter argued, which is based on this Tshuva Shem Kiva Eger. The Shaila is, al pi halacha, what about ICI, which is a less commonly done procedure. If you have intercervical insemination, it could be that what goes in will still come out. And since the cervix is like a Shaila as to where it is, so then kenzain that we will have a Shaila of poletas. You see, if the cervix is a davar pasha, that's in the chitzon, so then the entire din of poletes is non-existent, because anything that went into the uterus will never come out. Anything, right, outside, it doesn't matter. Right, like Rabbi Akiva Eger said, so what's going on here? So this is Rav Shechter's Ha'ara. I believe, even though Rav Shechter wrote this Ha'ara in the newest editions of the Nishmas Avram, they do not quote it for some reason. Usually Dr. Abraham quotes letters he received from Poskim. I don't think he quotes this. I believe I looked. I think I looked at the Sfarim sale, because I didn't buy the new Nishmas Avram is like very expensive, so I didn't want to buy it. I think I looked at the Sfarim sale. Okay, fine. That's a story that's neither here nor there. Now, what exactly is the concern of Poleta Shechvas Zera? So the concern of Poleta Shechvas Zera, the Shach tells us, can be in one of two ways. Either a little bit of Zera will come out one day, and we're not sure which day the Zera came out. Alternatively, a little bit of Zera will come out each day of 3 days, no? Now, if it will come out, if you accept the first explanation of Shach, that the Zera will come out one day, we don't know which one day, so Yesh La'ayin, how come there's a din Poleta Shechva Zera, that it's going to be Seiser, or you can't count 3 days, let's say, out Poletas, the Ha'ora, you don't need 3 days, you just need to add 1 day on. And in fact, in my tour, they quote an opinion in the bottom of my tour that, you know what, you don't have, all you need is chesn kiyum, because of din Poletas. It's like some sheet in Mahari Bruna, somebody, that all you need is chesn kiyum. You don't need to add extra days on. That's not acceptable halacha. Probably the issue over here is, if I don't know which day is the clean day, so I have a shayla of spurim faninu. Remember when we spoke about the middle stucca? That you have to know which day you're up in the shiv and the kiyum, and this hesach hadas, etc. doesn't count. And we, so it could be, and the Sidre Tahara actually, in Sifkatin Mem Gimel, Lamed Vav. Okay, the Sidre Tahara develops this idea that if you need Sifurim Lefaneinu, so then, right, you have more of an issue of Poletes, because we end up in what we would call Me'il Tzedakah land. What? Okay, I'm not losing my mind entirely. I'm not so good at like jotting notes down, like, because I have notes from previous years. So like when I look stuff up, okay. Maybe what we should do is Mirza Hashem on Sunday. We should just give some of the exceptions when we rely, when we get rid of this extra Ramadeh. Right? We'll just like run through it. Etc. There's like a few cases in Post, like 7-8 cases. And you should already begin learning Simin Kuf Tzadi Zion, because Torah goes on. We are the only yeshiva in the world, I think, who learns Torah these next 2 weeks. So we are keeping the entire planet going. There's another girsa in the pasuk. We have a lot of responsibility to just keep Klal Yisrael going. Okay, Chevra, let's go and daven mincha.